This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Do me a favor and forget macroeconomics for a minute. The Greek debt crisis and what the Fed may or may not do about interest rates. Forget about all that. Let's talk about what's really important. Cat videos on YouTube. They're great, right? Well, they are, but they don't make any money, which is why YouTube is going to start offering a video service with no ads, but with, however, a monthly fee. The company has sent notices to its content creators saying as much. Those creators get money from the ads that YouTube runs with their stuff, which is how that works. No word on the timing of this thing or how much that fee might be. And it is worth a mention here that Netflix has enjoyed some big success in getting people to pay for streaming video. But will customers pay good money for cat videos? Marketplace's Dan Weissman starts us off.
Getting users to pay for ad-free cat videos seems, in one sense, worth a shot. Brian Weezer is an analyst with Pivotal Research.
If you could sell content that costs you nothing and charge a very premium price for that inventory, it's worth trying, isn't it?
He does think it's a long shot. Asked whether people hate ads enough to pay a fee to skip them, Weezer calls the idea silly. And yes, lots of people pay for Netflix, but he doesn't think YouTube is real competition.
House of Cards will be meeting people building houses with cards.
Count Hank Green among those who think it's worth a shot. He earns his living making YouTube videos. His channels include Vlogbrothers with his brother John. Another, Crash Course, features education videos, astronomy, biology, history. He says he's got 33 employees, and he hates advertisements.
I much prefer the paid models to advertising models. I don't like advertising models. I think they're inefficient. And I, like, hate seeing advertisements that are, like, blatantly manipulative and even deceptive on my content.
What's been working for him recently is asking viewers for support directly. Not everybody has to give, just enough.
So really, it's not about creating content that everybody's going to watch. It's about creating content where somebody says after they watch it, you know what, I'd feel better if I paid for that.
It sounds suspiciously like public radio. Coda, he writes me back later with a comeback to that House of Cards swipe. He says, if you're one of the 5,000 super diehard card stackers in the world, maybe videos of people building houses of cards is more valuable to you than House of Cards. Okay. I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.